Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, February the 28th, 2023. I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about voter mobilization and registration ahead of general elections that President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to announce anytime soon. Political parties, including the ruling ZANU-PF and the Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, Zimbabwe's biggest opposition party, are out in full force urging people to go and register for the high-stakes election. Youth civil society groups are also out knocking on people's doors, with some offering incentives such as free food and transportation for those wishing to go to registration centers and register. Tonight, we are talking to some of those organizations, and next week, we will be talking to political parties. Li Chonanjani Zimbabwe Omuhle, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho olukhangelelwe ukwenziwa lonyaka ngontulikazi kumbe ngoncwabakazi. Abamabandla ezombusazwe kanye labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo baphakathi kokukhuthaza uzulu jikelele ukuthi ayebhalisa ngobunengi, kungakhathalekile ukuthi umuntu usekela liphi ibandla. Lamhla sixoxa labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, njalo abezombusazwe sizaxoxa labo ngeviki ezayo. Kwazwai batereri beStudio 7, nasi mochirongwa che Live Talk The Connection, tirikutarisa zvirongwa zvekukurudzira vanhu zvikuru sei vechidiki kuti vanyorese kuvhota musarudzo dziri kutarisirwa kuitwa gore rino. Vemapato anosanganisira ZANU-PF neCCC vari kumhanya-mhanya mumaguta nekumaruwa vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vanyorese kuvhota neuwandu hwavo. Nasi tichange tichikurukura nevemasangano akazvimirira oga, uyezve vemapato ezvematongero enyika, tichange tichikurukura navo muchirongwa chino svondo rinouya. But before we dive deeper into today's topic, let's cross the Limpopo River, where a South African group is bringing films to African youth in impoverished areas with poor services through solar-powered portable cinemas. The group, Sunshine Cinema, is in four countries but aims to inspire more youth on the continent through African films. Zahim Kasim reports from Pankok in South Africa.
Like most villages in South Africa, Pankok has little access to power or the internet. Watching a film is a rare treat from aid group Sunshine Cinema, which brings a solar-powered movie projector and speaker to poor, remote areas. The group also provides jobs to operators like Larata Atlawa, who says that African films they select are not about entertaining, but inspiring.
After viewing a movie, you realize, the way I might have been doing things might have been a little bit offish or might have been wrong. And then it changes your perspective drastically to say, I can actually be a better person in my community. I can actually go out there and be the change in my community.
South Africa's government says nearly two-thirds of youth under 24 are jobless, raising the temptation of crime, especially among young men. A boys' mentorship program hosted today's film, Riding with Sugar, a South African film that tackles the issue of xenophobia.
Events like this are important because they help us to know which part of the future we want to be a part of. A future whereby we can eliminate all racism, all xenophobic attacks on foreigners, you know, and we just want to be a better version of humanity.
Sunshine Cinema, which runs on donations, started a decade ago in South Africa, but has since spread to neighboring Zimbabwe, Zambia, and Malawi. They are ready to expand further across Africa, says co-founder Sadal Willow-Smith.
We would love to expand into other African countries. We believe that we have a model that can really work because we are addressing youth unemployment at the same time as working in distribution. The young people that go through our program receive rigorous training in impact facilitation. So they're coming out of this program with a lot of soft skills as well as a lot of skills that can be transferred into the workplace.
Sunshine Cinema says their goal is to spark conversations about issues that affect Africans. They also offer an online course for anyone in a developing country with scholarships for those who cannot afford it on how to use media for impact. For remote communities like Pankop, the impact of the solar-powered cinema is to bring hope for a better world. Zahir Kasim for VOA News, Pankop, South Africa.
And now back to our main topic. In Harare especially, large crowds have been popping up lately at registration centers set by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, with some complaining they are spending a lot of time in line. Here is 19-year-old God Knows Geoffrey talking to Studio 7's Frank Chikore at a crowded registration center last Friday. Godfrey ari kuchema-chema nekunonoka kwezek kunyoresa vanhu nekuti kwakange kwakazara pa registration center iyoyo.
Ndaona zvakakonzera kuti ndezvovhota kuti tisima youth anofanira kusomudzira nyika tofanira kuzova patimire tofanira kuzovokuti.
Saka tikatarisa mafambisirwo ari kuitwa zvino pana pati ngati masvika nguvai uye zvino zviri kumbofamba sei pano.
Kuti zvoti zvinofamba sei pana pasitomboziva bhosi pana patasvika zvekuma 6 bati tinenge tangobata line asitombozova kuti tofamba sei tongonaona tichingomhanya-mhanya malaini achakungozara.
Saka chamunofunga kuti chingaitwe chii kuitira kuti vanhu vakawanda vakwanise kurejista kuvhota vakwanise kurejista kuvhota.
Ndaitofunza kuti pangotouya kana kumalocations kwatogara ungosazimakuda kuti totongorejistera kuriko kumalocations.
Semuchiti murejistere kumalocations
ikozvino zviri easy vanangora kuti makata vangoti yo location neimwe imwe ine senda yekurejista vanhu vanongokasika kuti asekusegwa nenguva watodzokera kudzimba.
Frank Chikore akataura zvene mumwe wechidiki uyo anoti Zek inofanira kukoshesa vechidiki pakunyoresa kwayo zvikuru sei avo vari kunyoresa kekutanga kana kuti mafirst time voters.
Tangoregista kuna vachangosoma 18 years vangokasika kusave all sevezvo iri first time yavo ndoazowanawo chase kuvhotawo une zvakanaka nekuti zvinhu zvite fasa nekuti vamwe vakuru variko vakushaisa vai vechidiki vachangotangawo kuregista mukana nekuti vawane kuregista kuvhota kuti vazokwanisa vana vachivhota.
Saka ungatitaurira kuti mapano masvika nguvai uye zvinhu zviri kumbofamba sei?
Pano tasvika na 60 makufini but nanhasi hatisati tasevu kana kupiwawo manhamba hatisati apiwa hatisati ndozvinobvunidza kuti hatisi kuwana nguva sei hatina chatadya saka tatava nzara kunuku ndosa tauvaa kuzokera kumba nekuti hatisina mari kutenge chikafu kuwanawange tichidya tisiye nokutibate nhamba saa tingoda vakwanisawo batsira vanhu nechikafu vadyawo vakwanisa kumirirawo manhamba avo vakwanisa kuzowanawo rejista kuvhota.
On its part, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission admits there are few voter registration centers and that some people have to travel as far as 150 kilometers to register, especially those in small towns and rural areas. And now to help us discuss this issue, we are joined by Project 4263 Director Yangasen Matete, Ngobizita Donga of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, as well as Dr. Kuzwanga Zuore of the RIP Initiative, which stands for Register, Elect, and Protect. Welcome to Studio 7, gentlemen, and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with Mr. Matete. We are told registration centers are recording high numbers of people registering in Harare these days. Mr. Matete, what are you observing as an organization?
Thank you, Mukoma Ntungalini. Yes, indeed, it is true that eight offices are currently overwhelmed by people who are going to register to 14 their numbers. So what we are observing on the ground is that many young people spend a lot of hours in the queue trying to register to 14, and some of them actually end up leaving, because we know that our current economic status, that most young people actually send us, to be honest. So they do not have a lot of time that they can spend in queues. So we are currently trying to talk about the electoral commission that they actually come up with their registration so that they can be able to register as many young people who want to register to vote. Most young people actually have the desire to register to vote. They want to participate in the 2023 harmonized election. But they have noted also the young people that these workers that they are facing, unemployment that they are currently facing, issues of inflation, issues of poor wages, all those issues that they are facing, poor health delivery, reporting or lack of refuse collections, lack of clean water, it's actually a polling issue. So the young people want to take all their problems to the ballot box, but unfortunately they are being denied this chance to take their issues to the ballot box, because the Electoral Commission is not coming up with the GPP, or it's not centralizing registration centers so that young people can actually register to vote. It's actually better now that young people can actually go. There are some places where young people can actually not afford to go to register to vote. Because we know that if you are in the area for you need to register to vote in Wange, where you travel 100 kilometers, which is 12 kilometers to and fro, and you need around $20 to go there. So across the country, many of people want to register to vote, but because of various reasons, we are not able to. So we are actually trying to force execute their constitutional obligation to register people to vote. So we are currently negotiating a person to vote, but we also come to a time where if they fail to actually do their constitutional duty, we also initiate other states such as legal challenges. So we believe that they should actually carry out its mandate. Now that they are done, they have the limitation processes. There's nothing that is holding them up to actually do a proper system to meet. Because these are people that at least many people did not have national identity cards. Now many people have acquired national identity cards. So it's time that the Electoral Commission do an extensive voter registration to meet.
Thank you, Bamatete. And coming to you, Nqobizita Tongang, wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Christian Alliance. In Harare, Nqobizita, uyezwa kuthiwa these days hayi bayagcwala abantu kuma registration centers. Kobulawayo kumi njani, kuyini elikubonayo?
Siyabonga kakhulu Ntunga, siyabonga ukuzwa kusikelelwa namhlanje. Siyananzelela ukuthi eHarare yebo amanumber ayachela abantu abarejistayo. Kobulawayo singathi abantu balutshwane abahamba ukuyarejista ngenxa yezizathu ezilandelayo. Okokuqala, isenta lapho kurejista khona isendaweni engathi iphandle kwedorobho ngisayo, okwenza ukuthi abantu abaningi bengakwanisi ukuthi bahambe kuyerejista khona ngayo. Then okwesibili, I think okwenzakalayo ukuthi inani labantu bakobulawayo abancane abakwanisi ukuthi bethiye imisebenzi yabo besiya rejista kuyavota banga.
Ukhona Tom?
Iningi labo bafisa ukuthi benze imisebenzi yezandla kunokuthi beyirejista ukuvota. Kodwa kungasenani kulenhlanganiso eziningi kobulawayo ezilohlelo lokunisela abantu abatsha ukuthi behambe beyirejista ukuvota. siyananzelela ukuthi ezinye zalezo nhlanganiso ziyanika abantu imali zokugada akwenza ukuthi bekwanise ukuthi behambe beyeregesa. Kodwa ngombono wethu sibona ngani inani labantu bakobulawa abarejestayo lisaselincane kakhulu. Yabo.
Yebo, siyabonga. Ntonga, uthi wena i-registration center yakobulawayo ikhatshana iphandle kwedolobho ingaphi kahle kahle?
Siyabonga, i-registration center isefamona. Okusho ukuthi umuntu ovela endaweni njengase-Country Park udinga imali ugada kabili ukuthi ekwanise ukuthi ereketi ukuvota. So ngakho-ke kwenza ukuthi abantu abaningi bengathakazeleli ukwehlukana le mali yabo yokuthi ese-Country Park engene edrobheni esedrobheni egade futhi kabili efamona uyarejesti ukuyavota. So kwenza ukuthi abaningi bengathakazeleli akume behluleke ukuyarejesta ngenxa yalolu ohluko.
Mhm, hayi siyabonga Mnumzana Ntonga, aqhubeka ubambile. Ndizoke kwamuri vamathethe as we wait for Takudzwanga Zwore. I'm sure my producers are trying to get in touch with him. Vamathethe ndakataura nava Jasper Mangwana vanova mutauri weZEC masvondo mashoma pfura. Vachitaura ivo kuti muzimo wenzvimbo hongo nyaya yeVictoria Falls people have to travel 100 kilometers to Wange. Asi vamangwana vanga vachitaura kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo where people have to travel 150 kilometers to go and register. And here we are tasarirwa ne a few months before we go to elections in July or August. Asi vanhu vachiri kuchema-chema nekuti nzvimbo dzekunyoresa dziri kushota. Sei hurumende kana kuti ZEC isinganyatsokoshesa nyaya iyi semaonero enyu?
Maonero edu ndeyekuti democracy is now being commercialized, it's now being privatized. Where only those with money are supposed to enjoy their rights, which are in a system of constitution, which says that everyone has the right to access they are right freely. So what we are seeing is that kana usina mari hauzokwanisa kungochiregesa kuvhota. Kune dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kuti vanhu vanotofamba dzvimbo dzinemhuka. For example, nzvimbo yakaita seChiriz North inzvimbo inotori nemhuka kana kunavana ward 20 kune mhuka neine. Saka kutotinoregesa kuvhota unofanira kukwira mota dzinokwirana 10 PM unotoka kuChiriz mutauri na 10 AM mangwana acho. Saka zvinhu zvisingakwanisiki. Zvikuona sekutikodzero dzevanhu dziri kurambidzwa nehurumende through ZEC iri kutora kodzero dzevanhu kurambidza vanhu kuti vange vachindiya vatoe kuti marights avo zviri pachena asina kutengeswa. Saka tangofaranise kuti kodzero yekuvhota yangotiwa kune vane mari se varikwanisa kukwira makombi varikwanisa kunge vachikwanisa kutakura vanhu because kana tichitaura kuti muzimbabwe mune more than 3 million ofia kutipuke ripoke charegesa kuvhota yet there are not enough centers to cater to those young people. Even super weekend, the sisters are eligible to Nigeria, but it was only more than 38 young people, 38% of young people who are to vote. In Zakatika, because the electoral commission is in Nigeria, I found that there is no caravan. But in Zimbabwe, we find that the moon, I think I suppose to sort of vote, I know the territory is up for Taku Wange. Go to the moon, pay your work and create a patabu, Tanya Kana Putare Wange, I think that you see Anamaria, the economy, the Indian, you are out of Mabasa. Who gets to go on a government cannot remain the second public, cannot do the same thing. You have to think this as a Jerusalem. You have to cannot Namara, what in the future for
Jerusalem.
And that's an executive government, Iripa. It's on record saying that once to leave no one behind, but you can walk on the way. You know, go up as in a way, and I mean, why was that to move into a team to a country?
Thank you. The Ndikubate Mromo, Matete will come back to you shortly. Tinawa Matete, Nava no visitor, Donga Zimbabwe Christian Alliance. So Matete and the Project for 263. uye zvetu kurukura nenyaya yevota registration sikhuluma ngendaba yevota registration kakhulu sikhangela abasakhulayo ukuthi bayabhalisa na njengoba ukhetho solusondele. And thank you, gentlemen, and please do stay with us as we go to a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about voter registration and mobilization, especially of young people, ahead of general elections this year. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now, going back to our guests, we have Ngovizi Tadonga of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance and Yangasen Matete of Project Vote 263. Tadonga, nxa sikhangela uhlelo lokukhuthaza abasakhulayo laba ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota sisiye emuva. Abantu bebe madolonzima, especially bona abasakhulayo, ubumtshela umuntu umkhuthaza ukuthi hambe ebhalisele ukuvota, akutshela ukuthi ukuvota angingeni njalo kangisoze ngivote ngoba akulalutho oluzatshintsha, iZANU-PF izaqhubeka ibusa, akulatshintsho oluza kuba khona. Nxa libakhuthaza abasakhulayo kathesi Tadonga ukuthi bayebhalisa, istori bani abalitshela zona labo abangaba besala ukuyabhalisa?
Okay, siyabonga. Ngingakaphenduli umbuzo wakho, bengifisa ukuthi ngazise uZulu ukuthi thina uhlelo silenzayo thithi ngesilungu lu-nonpartisan. Nxa sikhuthaza abantu abatsha ukuthi behambe beyevota, asinqwanelanga ukuthi siphakamise uhlangothi oluthize. So ngezinye sezinto esizenzayo, esesiwubonile njengenhlanganiso yokuthi from 2018 up to kathesi abantu abatsha sebengani sebeluthakazelela kancane uhlelo lokuya register ukuyavota. Kungenxa yani? Kungenxa yokuthi indlela osowukhulumisana ngayo nabantu abatsha seluthiyeni kulakudala. These days kulalokho kuthiwa i-WhatsApp, okuba khona le creativity eningi kakhulu. Wena nje ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi njengenhlanganiso, lezinye inhlanganiso ezifana nezethu ziyakhuthaza abantu abatsha through ama-sports, zikhuthaza abantu abatsha through ama-competitions. Lokho kuyenza ukuthi umuntu omutsha ethakazelele uhlelo lokuvota. Akusafani nakuqala ukuthi nanxa sasikhuluma ngokuvota kumbure kethi uvota, abantu abacabanga ukuthi luhlelo lwabantu lapho kuliwa khona kusiba lokudlawuza ngokuningi. Kodwa these days abantu abatsha sesile ndlela ezithize esibafinyelela ngazo. Kwesinye isikhathi ngathi isikhathi esiningi akufela physical awareness eyenzakala kakhulu. Okuningi sokusenzakala through i-social media, o-WhatsApp, o-Facebook, o-Twitter ngani. So kusiba le-engagement ebakhona kakhulu nabantu abatsha. Labo sebebona ukuthi hhayi, nxa kungeso ufithe uhlelo lokuyarejista ukuvota lu-right, akula budlwangudlwangu obuningi.
Mm-hmm.
Siyabonga.
Siyabonga vamatete ndi dzoke kwa muri imimi se Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, of course you are also non-partisan murongo kurudzira vanhu vese kuti vanonyoresa saka pane vamwe zvikuru sei vechidiki vamuri kusangana navo here vano vari kuramba kunonyoresa uyezve ende zvipi zvikonzero zvavari kupa
chokutanga tingamiri ndiri weproject for specific Zimbabwe Christian Alliance kuti ndichipinda mubvunzo yenyu ichokwadi vechidiki varipo vamwe vachivika kudhauta kuti kuvhota kunoza kunochinja asi isusu basa ritinoziva kuti vana vembo havasumi vemusiwani vechidiki vari kuenda vachisvinura mbichana mbichana ndosaka muchiona kuti manaini kana mitsese yevanhu yainge ichiwedzera kunzvimbo dzinotsva kuvhota tiri kushandagraund tisingaitwi sevechidiki vari tichikurudzirana kusenyesa kuvhota inyaya yekuti mashure uku taa tisingawaniwi kana tinge tichitaura tiri tega sevechidiki hatinoti PTP civic education yekuti tinenge tichitara tiri tega kuti wai zvakakosha kunyesa kuvhota saka iyezvino izvi vechidiki taakunda achivhurika meso taakunda achiona kuti zveshuwa matambudziko atikusanganawo ese aya anokonzera nekuti tinenge tisingavhoti saka taakuda chai kunonyoresa kuvhota vashoma vedu vachivikaneka kudhauta asi tinoimba kuti panonosvika maelections vaitishuvawo vashoma vachinenekatatovakonvinza vanonyoresa kuvhota inyaya yekungoti pane zvimwe chete havakukwanisa kuenda nenyaya yekuti nzvimbo dzana dzakati rebei ende neya dzemasiwi asi tandoda kuimisa zvinhu rezimbabwe nekekuti ground tiri kushanda ende ground rakasheka thistime vechiiki vari kubuda neuwandu hwavo vanotonyoresa kuvhota vakamirira sanzuzi richauya muna mugore rino maybe kunana august ikoko vechidiki vakatodzimirira tiri kuti zvose vechidiki tichazodhakwa after tandovhota nekuti kana tikakavhota upenyu hwedu hunobva hwadhakwa hwachese saka vechidiki tiri kutoda kunovhota vechidiki tiri kunobuda tinongokurudza kuti vekidei yavhurawo masendes aya kunzvimbo dzatinogara tisatambura kunotifamba nekuti hatina mari dzetransport
thank you vamatete ndikubate muromo ndimbotora emutereri weave Marcus ari kubotswana good evening and welcome to live talk halo Marcus uri kutinzwa uyasizwa okay taurisa henyu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu makanonyoresa here kuvhota
kuvhota hatitati hatiiti asika kutenda kunonyoresa izvezvizvi zvikinekuenda kuzimbabwe
kasikai mochana bhazi rapfuuraka
aiwa tiri kumira kuvatiati mukomana apindi haagoremaatikuita zvirimira tiazokutamba
aha muri kuenda riini kunonyoresa
ndikuenda ipapapa
mzvesaradhei saka mungada kudii kuti chii kune vamwe vanga va kubotswana ikoko kana kusouth africa vasati vanyoresa
hai ndikukurudzira kuti veruzhinji rwedu ngatiendei tinonyoresa kuvhota kuti hatitagare mumasango kugara mumasango akuzvikuda uku kuda kutiridza nhamo kuzimbabwe nhama chero kukubhekwa nesu tikutadza kuenda kuvhota kumirira nyika yedu
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Marcus nekupinda muchirongwa
aiwa tinotenda ndiro
that was umlaleli uMarcus osibambe ekwele Botswana utiyena hayi yena kaka abhaliseli ukuvhota kodwa uyathembisa uthi ngomgqibelo nje wayona le iviki ulubhekise ezimbabwe ukuyabhalisa and isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye nguva dzafamba veduwe I would like to say thanks very much to Project 4263 director Youngerson Matete and Ngovizita Donga of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance. We were also scheduled to have Takudzwa Ngadziwore of the organization inonzi chi well I'm doing a million